I don't have an update.
Do you? He's had three groin strains in three seasons, and I know that that predates your time here. You know, is this something that makes you take a step back and maybe reevaluate some things?
I don't have an update because I haven't talked to the doctor. I'm not going to get into speculating on Bob. I'm not a doctor, so there's no sense in me discussing it.
Coach, there's games that you feel like you take a step forward. Mm-hmm. Tonight, do you feel like in any way you took a step back?
Well, you lose one, you want to win one. And we made some mistakes, didn't develop enough offense. There's no sense in me picking it apart and deciding if it's a step backwards or what. We just need to take each day and just try to get better as a team. It's a tough time in our inconsistencies, right on through our lineup, and all we can do is just try to stay positive and keep on working with our team and try to get better.
Coach, how did you think Corpy responded coming in the middle of the game?
What's that?
How did you think
Corpy? I'm not going to dissect the players. Like, just answer, I'm not going to dissect players tonight. I'm in really no mood to dissect players.
John, just on Bob, the impact that had at the point of the game where he left and what it did to your bench. I mean, obviously everybody was excited to have him back in the lineup. To have him leave like that, did it have an impact on the guys?
Yeah, whenever anything like that, an injury like that to a goalie at that time, does it impact your bench? I don't think so. You want him to play. We've all wanted him to get there and get through it. But it shouldn't impact how you play. In fact, it probably should make you play better for Corpy coming in because he's coming in cold. I'm not sure if that answers your question or not.
Bit of a run and gun nature of this game tonight. I mean, that's the way the Flames played a little bit. And the first period, though, the pace, I mean, did you feel like your guys were up to the task?
Yeah, I'm not sure if that game's run and gun. I don't think neither team had a lot of, the first period went fast, but the chances were 2-1. So whether it was run and gun, I'm not sure. It was a fast period because there was no whistles. I don't think we developed enough offense. I don't think they had a ton of offense either. They end up scoring. We don't. They win the game. Okay, thank you.
Short and sweet.